Beatty's palaces. "Geez, you got good leaves," says Beatty. Leaves are her luxury. No trees, no leaves on the cinder hill where she lives by the dump. Mother, Madam Witch, wind lashes trees for her. We all fall down. Without asking, she grabs the rake. She eyes our corner lot. Beatty is by far the best raker, maker. Her house begins to grow. A rich emerald carpets every room. 13 rooms, maybe, she says tersely. Anyways, a room for each of you. Palaces are what Beatty makes, raking. And I can still see, squinting through a chink of time, Beatty's hands, short-fingered, chipped, the polish on her nails, but she's allowed. Her short, strong hands lengthening fiercely into our rake, small lady of the strangely long arm, she maneuvers right around the corner onto east. I sure like your leaves, says Beatty. Grade 7 will be her last year at school. She flies around, adjusting the wind-bruised walls. Her red sweater is nubby and too small. Her skirt hitches up. Her legs are chapped. Her pushes are energetic. In there, in, and don't come out till I say so. We fall separately onto our two short leaf beds. Try not to annoy Beatty. Amazed and proud, she likes our leaves. What did we dream of there on Beatty's palace beds? Infinite luxury, oriental harems. We drifted, anticipating. The leaves rustled innuendos about Beatty's mother. Infinite luxury, oriental harems. Abruptly, all right, you can come out now. What's for supper? One of us asks audaciously. Macaroni with ketchup, says Beatty positively, and don't ask for seconds because you'll get none. We look with respect at Beatty, who hands out leaf plates in the big kitchen room. Even the kids taller than Beatty look with respect and envy at the short, leaf-stained fingers and the ruby glass ring she has privately promised to each of us if we are good. Beatty doesn't shift her ring around, finger to finger. About 13, she is already married to life. We got called into supper to do homework, to practice, to get our hair washed. Beatty didn't go home till it got good and dark. Beatty didn't have to. She raked by streetlight with a harp sound attached to the long arm. We missed it when it stopped, for it had gotten into our blood, the idea of Beatty raking, making. From the window, a last look before the wind scatters, there's Beatty's palace growing gold and green. Mother, Madam Witch, wind lashes trees for her. We all fall down.